Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the South Carolina Disaster Corps podcast, the exclusive podcast that is dedicated to the education of South Carolinians in a variety of topics within emergency preparedness, and the only one that strives to apply that knowledge to increase community awareness, resilience, and service. I'm your host, Sawyer Ruiz, and welcome to episode 8 of the South Carolina Disaster Corps podcast. Today, we're joined by Karen Knowles, who's going to be speaking with us about her time serving in AmeriCorps. So say hello to the audience, Karen.
Hello, audience. I'm Karen Knowles.
Yeah. So you are an alumni for AmeriCorps, which is the organization that Cameron and I are also members of, correct?
Correct.
And tell us a little bit about what you did during your time here.
Okay. I helped coordinate. When I first came to AmeriCorps, I was with the Reading Buddies team, and I was volunteer coordinator for District 2, which covered Belton and Honeypath in Williamston. And I would go in, and I was responsible for getting folks to come in and donate or, you know, dedicate 30 minutes of their time to go in and read to a child, to help a child to read, because it's so very important for children to know how to read by the time they get out of the third grade so that they're reading to learn, not learning to read in the fourth grade. And we experience showed us that children that were reading to learn by the time they reached the fourth grade were more apt to graduate from high school and become successful.
Perfect. And in fact, my mom taught third grade for 33 years up in Greenville County, so I come from an education family, and I know how important working with children and making sure that they meet those requirements and those milestones is.
Very important.
And I think a lot of people don't realize that children are actually where you can get some of the best information out to that demographic is mm-hmm. reaching parents. As easiest to reach parents is through their children.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier in a few months back, we had a presentation here at AmeriCorps with the South Carolina Virtual Academy. So reaching children is actually quite an effective way to reach parents with, like,
absolutely,
emergency disaster stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to speak a bit more about working with children?
Yes, okay. So I did the first 2 years with the Reading Buddies program, and then another wonderful program came about, and it was the Disaster Preparedness program, which involved us getting out into the schools, into the community, and the churches, and businesses to tell them how to better prepare. We have to be prepared for disaster. And one of the best ways, also like Sawyer was just saying, is through the children. So we would go into the schools, and I think we talked to over probably 3,000 school children in the 2 years that I was doing this, and it was very gratifying. But we would talk to them mainly about having a disaster kit in home, enough for, you know, 3 days worth of survival. And also, you know, we would emphasize fire safety and flood and stuff like that that are indigenous to our region. And it was so, I want to use a really neat word, but it was so cool to watch the children's faces when we got down on their level and talked to them and you know, built them up by telling them, you're our future. And so it's up to you to look out for each other and your parents. And once we said that, they just got really involved. And we would hand out little gift bags to them, which was very helpful in getting the information across. And also things that they could, like little exercises they could do with their families. And that way we knew that they would be going home and saying, hey, mom and dad, or hey, grandma and grandpa, we've got to have a family disaster plan. And I think it was so gratifying working with the children and going into the churches. And it also allowed me the opportunity to get involved in community service. I never knew how gratifying community service can be until then. And I am still involved in the community and will probably be for the rest of my life.
Very nice. And we actually, we have a weekly shout out every Friday here on the podcast where we shout out community service organizations and community events that are happening. And I think that service is one of the most gratifying things that you can do, especially in your local community. It's a great way to get out there and just, you know, do some actual real good for people that you live with, basically.
Absolutely.
And so for parents who might have a child who comes home and says, hey, I want to build this kit or I want to do this plan, what are some steps that those parents can take to complete those sort of plans and those kits while keeping the children involved and keeping it fun for the kids?
Well, we have, you know, we had a little list we would give them, and we would encourage them to like do scavenger hunts and stuff like that that the parents could involve them in. And that's what I loved about it, because it took the whole family. You know, we have to have an escape plan in case there's a fire. And then, you know, we would tell them that it's not something that you have to build all at once today. It's something that you can work on throughout, you know, several weeks to get your kit in place. And that's about, you know.
Just taking your time, working through it as a family, mm-hmm. deciding like, hey, what's the best option here? What's the best option there for like the kit and for, okay, where should we meet if there's a fire? Will it be mm-hmm. the mailbox? Will it be down the street at this tree? Will it be the stop sign? Right. Those are a lot of things that kids really like doing that sort of stuff. It's when you go in and you talk to kids about that, they really do get into it quite mm-hmm. quickly, and they want to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to get that in at a young age.
Because
mm-hmm. I think the younger that you teach children safety, especially long-term safety, like, hey, I need to always kind of know if my house catches on fire, where am I going to go? Yeah. What family member am I going to call to make sure that, so that they can make sure that I'm safe and all that kind of stuff? Because if you teach a kid that later in life, they might not remember it as much, they might not utilize it as much, they don't see the same importance in it as someone who's a kid who's like 8 or 7 or 8, 9 versus mm-hmm. like 16, 17, 18. So it's working with kids is not necessarily my forte. There's some people out there who have such a calling for it and can work with children like it's nothing. Mm-hmm. And I'm a lot more apprehensive of that, which is funny. I should be used to it because I am around children quite often.
Mm-hmm.
But teaching children about disaster preparedness is actually quite difficult, because children just like, they have such short attention spans.
Yes, yeah. So we got their attention through, like I said, the little goodie bags that we would hand them. And also, I thought it was very important when we would start out with the children to tell them to have a super secret code word. I didn't hear a lot of people emphasizing that, but it is very important. In that, you know, if a child is at a vulnerable point, if they're standing at a bus stop and someone just happens by and wants to give that, you know, child a ride, they need to have the super secret code word. It's probably saved some lives. I've heard of stories, you know, where children have said, do you know the super secret code word? So that was important. And, you know, and not only that, but making sure the other family members that don't live locally, you know, in the same locale, that live outside, like in other states, cross country, whatever, having their phone numbers. And another thing we told the children, you know, we've gotten lazy with technology. It's wonderful, but in the cell phones, you know, we've got the numbers in there and their speed dial. The best thing is to let children know that they need to write these phone numbers down and put them, you know, maybe to make a copy and have several copies. Also, in the businesses, we would tell them to have a business plan for disaster. So it was really interesting and rewarding, and I wish I could serve more time with AmeriCorps. It's a wonderful organization. I earned education reward, which I was able to pass on to my daughter. Met some wonderful people. We got to go to the South Carolina Emergency Management Division and see their headquarters, and it looked like Mission Control. They're on top of things. I was impressed. It was just invaluable, the things that I learned here at AmeriCorps, and what service really means.
Definitely. And yeah, we actually had the opportunity to interview Elizabeth Price, who works for the South Carolina Emergency Management Division, earlier on the podcast. And that place is nice. They are really on top of things there. Mm-hmm. And it's incredible to think that South Carolina has been able to get to that point where we can have such a great emergency management division that is just assisting the state and assisting the communities within the state, as great as they are. Mm-hmm. And even in Anderson, the Emergency Operations Center just down the road from us is just always on top of it. They're always working hard and they're always doing their best, and it's mm-hmm. really just great to see that kind of service in the local community and helping Anderson out of just every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that brings me to my next question. When I was a kid, I was like in Beta Club, so I did service with like my church and stuff like that. What are some, if you know any opportunities that might be good for parents to like bring their children just help serve. So like maybe at a young age, they can go ahead and start learning like, hey, I should be helping people. I should be giving my time to help other individuals.
Mm-hmm. Well, parents can reach out through, you know, like the United Way. And there's all kinds of volunteer opportunities through the churches, through the rec centers and things like that, that they can get their children involved in. It's great because it's very rewarding to children. Trash pickup is needed. Getting them involved in things like that will give them a good, you know, head start.
Head start.
And
good foundation.
Good
moral foundation.
The word I was looking for. It escaped me, but yeah.
And I think that's actually not a lot of, you don't really see that as much with kids these days, is parents making sure that they go out there mm-hmm. and they work with people, that they spend time with people they don't know and like mm-hmm. are serving the community. Because that was a big thing with my parents and like kids I grew up with. But whenever I go into like my sister's classroom or my mom's classroom back in the day, it wasn't the same. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like, you know, this is a great platform for us to like say, hey, you should be looking at this kind of stuff. And that was kind of what part of the podcast is about, is making sure that the community understands, like, hey, being generous with your time and helping others is a necessary part of being part of this community. And starting with children is foundational. It's to their entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And AmeriCorps United Way is a great way to do that. We always accept help. And, you know, we have a lot of promotions and a lot of events that we shout out and have people come to. And of course, COVID has changed a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a little bit different. Usually the kind of stuff that we do on the podcast, we would actually be doing in churches and schools. We'd be going out into the community more physically. But because of COVID, we've had to take a step back and find out how to do things virtually. And that's actually been quite the adjustment for us, trying to figure out, okay, how do we do this? My co-host Cameron and I, we were talking and we were like, we should do a podcast and we should try to get our social media presence up in Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And we've actually been quite successful. We've reached over 300 people with all that combined, 300 people that wouldn't have been reached otherwise, perhaps.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's AmeriCorps has given a lot of people a lot of good information, a lot of good opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
We've really enjoyed our time here, and it's just been quite the experience.
Yeah.
So, Karen, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And again, it's wonderful to see the work that you're doing with children, and of course, community service is always wonderful, and we always support that. For any listener who has questions about South Carolina Disaster Corps, AmeriCorps, anything like that, you can reach us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at SC Disaster Corps. For anyone who's listening on YouTube, you can leave a comment, you can like the video and subscribe. For anyone on our wonderful podcast host platforms, you can give us an email at scdisastercorps@gmail.com. Additionally, those podcast hosts are Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, Pocket Casts, Overcast, and of course, the YouTube channel. For anyone who's listening, you can hit the follow button to stay up to date with the podcast, or the subscribe button if you're on YouTube. And if you want to visit our website, unitedwayofanderson.org, we have a lot of good information there as well. So again, thank you for being with us today, and thank you for listening. We hope to see you again next time, and remember, stay prepared.